Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the robotics category of June 2, 2021. Do you know that all polar bears are left-handed? Today's archive star of robotics goes to Daniel Ray Keita, Bilge Mutlu, and Michael Gleischer for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 6 papers out of 12 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Sergey Levine, UC Berkeley, Google.
Paper title:
What Can I Do Here? Learning New Skills by Imagining Visual Affordances.
Authored by
Alexander Kozotsky, Ashwin Nair, Daniel Jing, and Sergey Levine.
Paper abstract:
A generalist robot equipped with learned skills must be able to perform many tasks in many different environments. However, zero-shot generalization to new settings is not always possible. When the robot encounters a new environment or object, it may need to fine-tune some of its previously learned skills to accommodate this change. But crucially, previously learned behaviors and models should still be suitable to accelerate this relearning. In this paper, we aim to study how generative models of possible outcomes can allow a robot to learn visual representations of affordances, so that the robot can sample potentially possible outcomes in new situations, and then further train its policy to achieve those outcomes. In effect, prior data is used to learn what kinds of outcomes may be possible, such that when the robot encounters an unfamiliar setting, it can sample potential outcomes from its model, attempt to reach them, and thereby update both its skills and its outcome model. This approach, visuomotor affordance learning, VAL, can be used to train goal conditioned policies that operate on raw image inputs, and can rapidly learn to manipulate new objects via our proposed affordance-directed exploration scheme. We show that VAL can utilize prior data to solve real-world tasks such as drawer opening, grasping, and placing objects in new scenes with only 5 minutes of online experience in the new scene.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Michael Gleischer, Professor of Computer Sciences, University of Wisconsin, Madison.
Paper title:
Single Query Path Planning Using Sample Efficient Probability Informed Trees.
Authored by
Daniel Ray Keita, Bilge Mutlu, and Michael Gleischer.
Paper abstract:
In this work, we present a novel sampling-based path planning method, called SPRINT. The method finds solutions for high-dimensional path planning problems quickly and robustly. Its efficiency comes from minimizing the number of collision check samples. This reduction in sampling relies on heuristics that predict the likelihood that samples will be useful in the search process. Specifically, heuristics: 1. Prioritize more promising search regions. 2. Cull samples from local minima regions. And 3. Steer the search away from previously observed collision states. Empirical evaluations show that our method finds shorter or comparable length solution paths in significantly less time than commonly used methods. We demonstrate that these performance gains can be largely attributed to our approach to achieve sample efficiency.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Michael Gleischer, Professor of Computer Sciences, University of Wisconsin, Madison.
Paper title:
STROBE, an acceleration meta-algorithm for optimizing robot paths using concurrent interleaved sub-epoch pods.
Authored by
Daniel Rakita, Bilge Mutlu, and Michael Gleischer.
Paper abstract.
In this paper, we present a meta-algorithm intended to accelerate many existing path optimization algorithms. The central idea of our work is to strategically break up a waypoint path into consecutive groupings called pods, then optimize over various pods concurrently using parallel processing. Each pod is assigned a color, either blue or red, and the path is divided in such a way that adjacent pods of the same color have an appropriate buffer of the opposite color between them, reducing the risk of interference between concurrent computations. We present a path-splitting algorithm to create blue and red pod groupings and detail steps for a meta-algorithm that optimizes over these pods in parallel. We assessed how our method works on a testbed of simulated path optimization scenarios using various optimization tasks and characterize how it scales with additional threads. We also compared our meta-algorithm on these tasks to other parallelization schemes. Our results show that our method more effectively utilizes concurrency compared to the alternatives, both in terms of speed and optimization quality.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Kensuke Harada, Professor, Graduate School of Engineering Science, Osaka University.
Paper title:
Assembly Planning by Recognizing a Graphical Instruction Manual.
Authored by
Issei Sura, Natsuki Yamanobe, Ischel G. Ramirez Alpizar, Zenting Wang, Weiwei Wan, and Kensuke Harada.
Paper abstract.
This paper proposes a robot assembly planning method by automatically reading the graphical instruction manuals designed for humans. Essentially, the method generates an assembly task sequence graph, ATSG, by recognizing a graphical instruction manual. An ATSG is a graph describing the assembly task procedure by detecting types of parts included in the instruction images, completing the missing information automatically, and correcting the detection errors automatically. To build an ATSG, the proposed method first extracts the information of the parts contained in each image of the graphical instruction manual. Then, by using the extracted part information, it estimates the proper work motions and tools for the assembly task. After that, the method builds an ATSG by considering the relationship between the previous and following images, which makes it possible to estimate the undetected parts caused by occlusion using the information of the entire image series. Finally, by collating the total number of each part with the generated ATSG, the excess or deficiency of parts are investigated, and task procedures are removed or added according to those parts. In the experiment section, we build an ATSG using the proposed method to a graphical instruction manual for a chair and demonstrate the action sequences found in the ATSG can be performed by a dual-arm robot execution. The results show the proposed method is effective and simplifies robot teaching in automatic assembly.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yusun, Professor, University of Toronto.
Paper title:
A Roadmap to Robot Task Execution with the Functional Object-Oriented Network.
Authored by
David Polias, Alejandro Agostini, Yusun, and Donghui Li.
Paper abstract.
Following work on joint object action representations, the Functional Object-Oriented Network, FOON, was introduced as a knowledge graph representation for robots. Taking the form of a bipartite graph, a FOON contains symbolic or high-level information that would be pertinent to a robot's understanding of its environment and tasks in a way that mirrors human understanding of actions. In this work, we outline a roadmap for future development of Foon and its application in robotic systems for task planning as well as knowledge acquisition from demonstration. We propose preliminary ideas to show how a Foon can be created in a real-world scenario with a robot and human teacher in a way that can jointly augment existing knowledge in a Foon and teach a robot the skills it needs to replicate the demonstrated actions and solve a given manipulation problem.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Sven Behnke, professor for Autonomous Intelligent Systems, Computer Science Institute, University of.
Paper title:
Deep Walk, Omnidirectional Bipedal Gait by Deep Reinforcement Learning.
Authored by
Diego Rodriguez and Sven Behnke.
Paper abstract:
Bipedal walking is one of the most difficult but exciting challenges in robotics. The difficulties arise from the complexity of high-dimensional dynamics, sensing and actuation limitations combined with real-time and computational constraints. Deep reinforcement learning, DRL, holds the promise to address these issues by fully exploiting the robot dynamics with minimal craftsmanship. In this paper, we propose a novel DRL approach that enables an agent to learn omnidirectional locomotion for humanoid, bipedal, robots. Notably, the locomotion behaviors are accomplished by a single control policy, a single neural network. We achieve this by introducing a new curriculum learning method that gradually increases the task difficulty by scheduling target velocities. In addition, our method does not require reference motions, which facilitates its application to robots with different kinematics and reduces the overall complexity. Finally, different strategies for sim-to-real transfer are presented, which allow us to transfer the learned policy to a real humanoid robot.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot.